the caution or the warning that the AUKUS leaders gave in Abuja last week as to the effect that President Lauren Gbagbo is given some time to relinquish power, otherwise be removed by what they refer to as legitimate force. In my view, is what Africa requires, especially West Africa at this material time, in order to resolve the seemingly endemic problems of protracted terrorists who camouflage as leaders, taking advantage of the docility of the population to perpetuate their illegality.
Professor Mato, also out of that ECOWAS meeting last Friday, there are suggestions that some of the leaders, or maybe a few of them, are hinting on the whole possibility of negotiations for the fact that they believe that negotiation would avoid any bloodbath. Do you think it's possible that there will be negotiations?
Well, let me tell you something, James. What is happening in the case of the election in Ivory Coast is very clear. An election was conducted. A clear winner could not emerge on the first ballot. A second ballot was organized and a winner was recognized and was announced by the Electoral Commission by 54%. Now, whatever the political configuration or the crisis in Ivory Coast were or are of secondary considerations as far as the sanctity of the votes of the people is concerned. Now, for anybody to call for negotiations or agreements, I think it's a deliberate attempt to short-circuit the essential gamut of what Western liberal democracy is all about. So negotiation with Gbagbo, in my view, is not essential. What is important is the position that both West Africa, Africa, and the global community have given President Lauren Gbagbo to leave, because that is the desire of the people of Ivory Coast.
A friend of mine emailed me a couple of notes from an interview that President Lauren Gbagbo did on Sunday with Al Jazeera, Sunday, December 26th. And the president of Ivory Coast seems to be suggesting, Mr. Gbagbo seems to be suggesting, that he will entertain the idea of a power-sharing deal. What's your view?
James, Mr. Lauren Gbagbo has been removed from office by the people of Ivory Coast. The reality is that the run of elections that were conducted gave his opponents 54% and gave him 46%. And so the fundamental issue here is, unless, of course, if we want to continue to condone insincerity, unless if we want to continue to accommodate dishonesty, unless if we want to continue to give room for people who are ill-prepared to subject themselves to the wishes and aspirations of their people, then we'll talk about any idea of power-sharing arrangement. As far as I'm concerned, the line has been drawn, the decision by the people of Ivory Coast has been taken, and that decision is simple, that President Lauren Gbagbo has been voted out of office and in his place replaced by Alassane Ouattara.